I'll now hand over to Lynette for more stories from this week's Evening News.
Dandelions and tomato plants feature in the next group of stories. We also have two stories about care homes and two about asylum seekers. The number of asylum seekers in Norfolk is falling, and a proposal to house them at RAF Coltishall has been dropped. But first, here is John with the remarkable news that dandelions may soon be grown in Norfolk to produce rubber.
A Norfolk start-up company aims to save the world's natural rubber industry by using dandelion roots grown without soil as a more sustainable source of latex. Cubatech, based at Norwich Research Park, believes its revolutionary biotechnology could future-proof the production of natural rubber. A £20 billion industry that is under threat from climate change and disease. The root systems of dandelions naturally produce latex, but historically these levels of latex have been too low to be commercially viable. However, Cubatech is using gene editing techniques as part of a £2.4 million government-funded precision breeding project to optimise the plants to produce more of the substance at scale.
A 14-year-old has expanded his tomato business with a grow-your-own kit. Jacob Mann from Norwich runs the Tomato Cart, a custom-built trailer he cycles around the city to sell homegrown tomato plants. Having started the business at age 13, he spent the winter expanding his offering to include Grow Your Own Greatness tomato kits, which have attracted customers from across the UK. He revealed that his love for growing fruit and vegetables began during lockdown and continued ever since. He will be at the market throughout March as his latest crop matures and expects the trailer to be fully stocked with plants by the end of the month, including popular varieties such as Sun Gold and San Marzano.
Labour activists have applied to Norwich City Council for two care homes in the city to be declared as assets of community value. The homes, Ellacombe in Ella Road, Thorpe Hamlet, and Bishop Herbert House in Globe Place off Vauxhall Street, Norwich, are owned by Norfolk County Council and are run by the council's company, Norse Care. But the Conservative-controlled council has agreed in principle deal to sell Norse Care and 20 care homes, including those two, to private company Stowe Healthcare. But critics say the council, due to be abolished and replaced as part of a shake-up of all Norfolk's local authorities, should not be making such a decision in the authorities' final months. If asset status is secured, community-led groups would be given 6 months to put forward bids to take on buildings. Labour say that could delay the council's planned sale and mean the final say over the sales could rest with a future authority which may choose not to sell them. Andrew Jamieson, the council's deputy leader, has said it was wholly reasonable to use the ending of Norse Care's contract to consider other ways of providing quality care to residents.
A Norwich care home for adults with serious mental illness is seeking permission to expand as experts warn the county faces an urgent shortage in facilities. Kemp's Place on Rackham Road currently supports 30 adults with mental ill health, and a new application to Norwich City Council would see 6 new rooms added to the site. The council has cited an urgent need for the type of service that Kemp's Place provides, pointing to a wave of mental health service closures across Norfolk that has left a gaping hole in local provision. Despite the warnings from the council, neighbours have objected to the scheme, raising concerns about potential noise and antisocial behaviour. However, planning officers have recommended the application for approval, concluding that the social and health benefits of the scheme outweigh local concerns.
The number of asylum seekers being housed in hotels in Norwich has fallen, new data has revealed. Official Home Office figures have shown a decrease of 45 asylum seekers being put up in hotels in the city. The number has fallen from 207 to 162 between September and the end of December last year. A spokesman for the Home Office said, "The Home Secretary has set out the most sweeping changes to our asylum system in a generation to restore order and control to our borders."
The withdrawal of controversial plans to house 200 refugees in a rural part of Norfolk has been welcomed. Home Office contractors BM Trust this week withdrew its bid to Broadland District Council seeking temporary permission for 12 months to use the Jaguar buildings, which includes the former officers' mess at the base, to house the migrants. It would have housed Afghans who worked with the British following the invasion of their country in 2001 and have permission to relocate and resettle in the UK, while permanent accommodation was found. BM Trust did not give a reason for the withdrawal, and the Home Office has not commented. The Liberal Democrat leader of the council, which was being asked to decide on the application, was pleased the plans had been dropped. She said, "I think this is a very sensible decision. The site was inappropriate for a number of reasons, not least its isolation and lack of connection to services that would be critical to support those who moved into Jaguar House." And that ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and one more feature. But for now, it's goodbye from both John Hoyle and myself, Lynette Edwards.
Goodbye.